the price tag could exceed the $700 billion Wall Street bailout, and it could be just the first of several stimulus packages to get people back to work. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Dave Obey says they're asking states and local governments to put together a list of projects that are shovel-ready so people can be put to work and money gets back into circulation. But Obey says these projects will not be earmarks.
This is not a time for everybody to sidle up to the bar with their favorite project. This is a time when we have to look at the national interest. We have to see what will have the biggest impact nationwide in the economy.
Obey says they're looking at things like airport, sewer, transit, and highway projects. Even so, he says there will be some lag between the time the stimulus bill is passed and the projects begin.
And so we can expect to see some very grim months. And the question is how skillfully and how effectively we can pull together in order to make that timetable as short as possible.
The stimulus package will include aid to states. More than 40 have large deficits. It will also include money for energy and technology projects, extending jobless benefits, and getting health care to the uninsured. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.